Global warming activists and other concerned citizens are planning on rallying in front of the parking lot of Barry K. Auditorium, the building on the Florida Atlantic University campus tonight, where the Republicans will be holding their nationally televised debate. They'll be led by Nikki Benoit, the Florida organizer for the Southern Alliance for Clean Energy. Benoit has been omnipresent at nearly all the events involving the candidates campaigning in Florida over the past couple of months, where she says her goal is to create more awareness about the issue of climate control.
I'm sure you've probably heard there are a number of campaigns underway from different interest groups, especially League of Conservation Voters, and that over 2,000 questions have been asked of all of the presidential candidates, and only three have been noted as addressing global warming concerns, and this is the most pressing issue of our lifetime. So really what we're trying to do is I've gone one-on-one to speak with the candidates just to get an idea of what their platform is and to make sure they know that we're voting on this issue and it's incredibly important, but also to see, to make sure that the media is aware that we're out there, that this is something that we're not going to idly sit back and watch get pushed on the sidelines. We need to make sure that this is a topic that they're considering as a strong platform deciding factor for voters.
Well, let's talk about these candidates who will be debating tonight in Boca Raton in terms of where they're at on global warming. The idea is that John McCain has been the loudest voices of Congress in having wanting aggressive action on trying to cap greenhouse gases. Is that the way you see it, Nikki?
I do. And we're actually really excited to know he's the strongest GOP contender that is upholding the view of making sure there is a cap on carbon emissions. And he's very well aware that global warming is a top issue for us, and he's expressed one of his strong platform positions to get us on a good clean energy platform. He, however, is a proponent of nuclear, and he would like to utilize some of our coal if it were able to be used in a clean fashion, which thus far is not. It's equivalent to the Easter Bunny. Clean coal doesn't exist as of yet.
Now, I understand that former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee has also endorsed the cap-and-trade approach, where companies would have pollution allowances they could sell if they fall below a cap or buy credits that they found they could not meet the requirements in terms of carbon emissions. He's, of course, mentioned the fact that he calls protecting the earth from warming a moral issue. What are your thoughts about Governor Huckabee?
I do appreciate that he's acknowledged the magnitude of this issue, and it is a moral issue. Global warming isn't going to affect the Democrats. It's not going to affect the environmentalists. Global warming concerns affect us all across the board. So it's imperative that the next leader of our nation, especially with our amazing greenhouse gas emissions thus far, with our gluttonous energy uses and our dirty energy uses, that it's absolutely imperative that we consider this the strongest moral issue of our time.
Now, Mitt Romney and Rudy Giuliani, where do these guys stand on this issue?
Well, Mitt Romney thus far has reiterated that we do need to get ourselves off foreign oil and become energy independent. He does also say it's not America warming, it's global warming. And he's kind of towing the line that he refuses to take part in actions unless China and India do as well. But I think really his campaign's the strongest asset thus far is his vision for a strong economy, which if he could understand that with the green energy movement, we could establish over 5 million green jobs. By becoming the entrepreneur for clean energy, we can start wind and solar, and even the venue that's housing their debate this evening at Florida Atlantic University, they just received a $5 million grant to work on harnessing energy from the Gulf Stream. So he's even going to be on soil where they've identified the need for alternative energy. So I really hope that, you know, in terms of boosting our economy, he can understand that the United States thus far is behind the curve in terms of utilizing alternative energies already, so we really need to hurry up so that we can be the strongest leader and obtain the strongest market for clean technology.